Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 60th week of our look at the book of Genesis. This week, we're in chapter 44 as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 19. Let's read 19 through 32. We'll keep all this in context. So he tells him the story. My Lord asked his servant, again, he goes from the very beginning. Judah is reminding Joseph. My Lord, that's Joseph, asked his servant, saying, have you a father or a brother? And we said unto my Lord, we have a father, an old man and a child of his old age, a little one, and his brother is dead. And he alone is left of his mother, speaking of Benjamin, and his father loveth him. And thou sayest unto thy servant, bring him down unto me, that I may set mine eyes upon him. And we said unto the Lord, my Lord, the lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die. And thou sayest unto thy servants, except your youngest brother come down with you, ye shall see my face no more. And it came to pass that when we came up unto thy servant, my father, we told him the words of my Lord. And our father said, go again and buy us a little food. Remember the story we looked at a couple of chapters ago. Judah is now telling Joseph what took place with Jacob. When Jacob said, go again and buy us a little food, verse number 26, and we said, we cannot go down. If our youngest brother be with us, then will we go down? For we may not see the man's face. How many times they use that word, the man? Except our youngest brother be with us. And thy servant, my father, said unto us, ye know that my wife bare me two sons. Who is the wife he's speaking of? Rachel. Remember, she gave Jacob Joseph and Benjamin. And the one went out from me, speaking of Joseph, and I said, surely he is torn in pieces, and I saw him not since. Remember, this is about 20 years already. He'd been gone 20 years. And I saw him not since. And if you take this also from me, talking about Benjamin, mischief shall befall him. Ye shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to my grave. Literally, this will kill me. If something happened, again, remember, Judah is rehearsing to Joseph what Dad said. If something happens to Benjamin, this is going to kill me. Can't handle it. Verse number 30. Now, therefore, when I come to thy servant, my father, and the lad be not with us, that he will die. And thy servant shall bring down the gray hairs of thy servant, our father, with sorrow to the grave. Let me stop right there. As he tells that story, again, I don't read too much in this. I'm wondering how Joseph felt. He's listening and to Judah explaining how, from his perspective, how he saw this, all of this transpire. And then pay attention to verse number 32. Again, Judah is speaking. For thy servant became surety for the lad unto my father. Do you remember Judah told Dad, listen, if anything happens to Benjamin, I will be responsible. I promise, Dad, nothing's going to happen to him. I will be his security. And he's telling Joseph, he said, I told Dad that I'll be security for him. And if I bring him not unto thee, then shall I bear the blame to my father forever. Dad, if something happens and he doesn't come back, it's my fault, and I'll take this down to my grave. Well, Judah had assured Joseph that the life of his father was so intimately bound up in the life of Benjamin that they, the brothers, could not go home without him. Judah knew that when his father saw them returning without Benjamin, that it would kill him. Then look in verse number 33. Now, therefore, I pray thee, let thy servant abide instead of the lad, a bondman to the Lord, and let the lad go up with his brethren. How shall I go up to my father and the lad not be with me, lest peradventure I see the evil that shall come upon my father. Wow. This was the same guy, Judah, who 20 years earlier was not only part of the thing about throwing the brother into the pit, Joseph, he was the one who decided, hey, let's make some money on him. Let's sell him to the Midianites and the Ishmaelites, and let's sell him, let him go into Egypt. 20 years later, this same brother offered himself as a substitute for Benjamin. He was willing to take the place of Benjamin. Judah was willing to take the guilt, to suffer in his place. Judah said, I will pay the price and I'll take the punishment for his sin. Just let him go free. Remember, it was the brother, Benjamin, who was accused of the sin. But Judah, he said, I will be the substitute. Are you getting a picture here? Isn't it interesting that through Judah, came the Lion of Judah, that Jesus Christ came from, through Judah. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, who offered to take our guilt, our place, and took our punishment for our sin. As the way Judah said, I'll take his punishment, let him go free. Jesus Christ said, I'm going to take your punishment, I'm going to take my punishment. The whole world, and they can go free. Remember that same Judah, 20 years earlier, was the one who had suggested about selling Joseph. And now he was ready to lay down his life for the favored brother. Remember how Jacob loved Benjamin more than the other brothers? First he loved Joseph, but Joseph is gone. And now Benjamin became the favorite brother. But that didn't matter anymore. 20 years had changed that man. God had done a work in his life. What a change, what a transformation had taken place in the life of Judah and his brothers. They were willing to stay in Egypt. And Judah took it a little farther. Not only to stay in Egypt, he said, I'll take his place. Just simply let him go free. No longer in Joseph's mind. I can't wait till next Sunday when we get to chapter number 45, when Joseph reveals himself to his brother. The emotion that just was pent up in Joseph's mind, in his heart. And then when Judah said, take me and let Benjamin go free. No longer is there any doubt in Joseph's mind that his brothers were completely changed men. They were not the same people they were 20 years ago. Not only did the brothers not resent Benjamin, they were even willing to share his sufferings. And in Judah's case, to even die for him if necessary. My friend, that's exactly what Jesus did for us. He took our place. The difference was this, huge difference. Benjamin didn't do nothing. He was just a victim of a test, so to speak, that Joseph was putting his brothers to. He'd not stole that cup. He'd done everything he was supposed to do. We, on the other hand, we've done wrong. We're all sinners. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday evening at 6 p.m. as the Wiznets will be with us. That's June 5th at 6 p.m. You won't want to miss this concert. Also next week, beginning on June 7th through the 11th, Monday through Friday from 6 to 8:30 p.m., will be our VBS program for pre-K through ages 14. We hope that you'll take advantage of this opportunity and bring your kids. That's June 7th through 11th, Monday through Friday, from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. for pre-K through ages 14. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.